WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. J.S. Bach's Goldberg Variations of 1742 is a set of 30 variations for solo keyboard. It's based on the aria we're listening to. This version is played by Uri Kane. Kane is best known as a jazz pianist, but in recent years he's recorded and performed the music of Gustav Mahler, freely resetting Mahler's melodies for small band and incorporating elements of jazz and Jewish liturgical music. Kane followed his Mahler with projects devoted to the music of Wagner and Schumann. Now comes his 2-CD Goldberg Variations. Critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
For Uri Kane, Bach's Goldberg Variations sum up what the composer had learned over a lifetime. The Goldbergs reflected a variety of styles and strategies, and Kane's version follows suit. He was also inspired by Glenn Gould's 1955 recording and how his radical take could make folks hear Bach with fresh ears. As composer or pianist, Uri Kane has a solid grounding in classical music, and his Goldberg Variations includes a few in-jokes for Bachophiles and affectionate parodies of Berg, Mozart, and Rachmaninoff. Many of Kane's settings employ ancient instruments to put the sound of Bach's time in your ear. At best, the music has a double consciousness, as 1742 and 1999 overlap. The effect can be like spotting a cell phone in a Vermeer painting. Restages most of Bach's 30 variations, one way or another, interspersed with some 40 new ones. He draws on a diverse cast of jazz and classical musicians, singers, poets, DJs, a choir, and two string quartets. One way Kane unifies the program is to keep bringing back key soloists, including reed players Don Byron and Greg Osby, trumpeter Ralph Alessi, and singer David Moss. Bach has been updated before by jazz combos, Moog synthesizer players, and rock organists showing off their education. Those are all baby steps next to this. Uri Kane's own variations are informed by the Goldbergs' chords and general architecture, and by aspects of Bach's method. Bach wrote religious music and used the dance steps of his time. Cain taps gospel singer Barbara Walker. Also, Colombian salsa and merengue singer Marco Bermudez, as Cain uses Latin rhythms as a recurring motif. He also plays with the associations listeners may bring to a style. When Bach composed the Goldbergs in his late 50s, his improvisational and contrapuntal music had begun to seem old-fashioned. In a single piece, Cain can hint at Bach's archaic quality and look ahead to a future music that would revive his beloved improvisation and counterpoint. Some of Cain's variations lead him far afield, but that's okay. Writing the Goldbergs, Bach deviated from his plan once or twice, with the same intent, to open the music out and let it breathe. Uri Cain plays all the keyboard parts here, which doesn't get overbearing, because he doesn't play all the time, and because of his wide practical experience as a working New York musician. For Uri Cain, as for J.S. Bach, the Goldberg Variations is a sort of musical autobiography, a portrait of what he's learned on the job as an improviser who composes. It's hard to think of any recent project with comparable sweep, grandeur, and humor. I can't think of anything quite like it, or anyone else who could pull it off, or even think it up.
Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead is based in Chicago. He reviewed Uri Cain's new CD, The Goldberg Variations, on the Winter and Winter label. Coming up, Teller, the magician of the duo Penn and Teller. This is Fresh Air.